Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's not live, I'm recording this, but I'm alive. The live show that's all about the issues of aging. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Let me get a couple things out of the way, and then I want to get right into the subject. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't get legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, not me. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento, California, it allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request, such as trust, powers of attorney, those kinds of things. My legal document assistant license number is 200405. It's in Sacramento County. And that's where my bond is filed. What else? I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. I don't do taxes. I don't want it. I don't want to. So everything I talk about here is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It is my opinion only. It's quite often a very good opinion, but it's still my opinion only. Don't forget my upcoming workshops. Go to my website, and we're going to talk about my website in a lot in a minute, folks. We're going to talk about my website a lot in a minute. It's a good website, and you're going to like it. Where do I want to start? Here's where I want to start. And I'll get to some other stuff later on, but I want to start here. I want you to go to your computer or your phone, one or the other. I don't care. Type in assetsandaging.com. You can listen to the radio. Do you know you can listen to the radio on the computer? You can listen to the radio. Just go to kfbk.com and type in listen live. So you can listen to this while you're on the computer. So if your radio breaks, you can listen to Assets and Aging and this show on your computer or on your phone. Did you know that? I think that's a cool thing. You should always listen to KFBK and especially this show. So I want you to go to your phone or your computer, assetsandaging.com. I want you to go to your computer or your phone, not if you're driving. If you're driving, don't do this. And you type in assetsandaging.com, and you will pull up my website. Yes, you will. And it'll say Assets and Aging at the top, and it will have a picture of two people, and it will have... if you're looking at it on my phone, it's a little different than looking at it on the computer. But look at it, because you have to change the formatting around to be on a phone, okay, as opposed to a computer. So if you typed in assets, ASSETSANDAGING, assetsandaging.com, you are looking at my website. And up at the top, it has my phone number. I'm going to try to walk through. I'm going to walk you through my website today, folks, because it's really terrific. And there's lots of stuff there. Lots of stuff. Members can log in. Up at the top, you'll see a login. But if you're not a member, you can't log in because there's a super secret place for members to go that has more information than you're going to see. If you want to become a member, in a little while, I'll tell you how you can do that. But here we are. We're right here looking at my website. And up at the top, it says subscribe. You can click on that and you can become a subscriber. Then you'll get to log in and you'll have your own super secret password. There's one that says Medi-Cal. You can get all kinds of information on Medi-Cal. And I'm looking at it on the computer. And your phone, it's a little different, but you can get there. Okay. It says care preparation, estate management, and more. And if you click the more button, there's more. But we'll come back to that in a little bit. And it says, and by the way, this says, just so you know, this says what, this is going to tell you everything about assets and aging. And it starts out with my phone number. So there's my phone number in the upper left-hand corner. It's just, you know, a cool thing to have, my phone number. And my phone number hasn't changed in 1,000 years. I mean, it literally hasn't changed in 1,000 years. It's 800-999-8007. So let me start out by reading my website. It says Assets and Aging. Got a cool logo. The logo was designed by Keyline Digital that does my web stuff. I'll tell you more about them in a minute. And when you get through my website, you're going to find out it's a great website. And if you are in business, you're going to want to get a hold of Keyline Digital to do your website. And it says, welcome to our website. We hope you will spend some time listening to our latest weekly podcast or radio program. On my website, you can listen to my podcasts or radio programs, or you can go to my Facebook page and look at my Facebook videos. There's all kinds of things. There's an introductory video on the when you open it up. And it says, worried about the future, well-being of an aging or ailing loved one, unsure of your own future, uncertain how you're ever going to be able to pay for care, help is here. That's me. That's this website. You should go to this website. You really should. Because it's important. It really is cool. Now, I'm going to walk you through my website. And I think we're going to have some fun doing it. And we're going to do it together. And I'm going to answer questions. And there's going to be lots of information. And you're going to have a good time. So let's get started. So let's just browse through. And it says, Assets and Aging is California's single best resource for sound guidance on the many challenges of aging. This is California's single best source of information. And it begins with information. This is always about information. Always about information. And the first thing it comes to is it says, check out our latest weekly live podcast every Wednesday at noon. So every Wednesday at noon, you can go to my website and you can listen to the podcast. It's free. Come rain, come shine. It's there. Even during the coronavirus, it's there and it's on the internet, so it's not communicable. And you can listen to it. The subject changes all the time. You'll see a big check out our latest forecast. And you click on the button, and ta-da! So tomorrow's podcast will be up tomorrow at noon. And you can go to my website, and you can click on it, and you'll get my podcast. And you can listen to it. Tomorrow's podcast is about starting the conversation. And the next week's is about whatever it's going to be next week, and the next week, and the next week, and the next week. Every week, I try to link the radio program and my Facebook live broadcast and my podcast to the same subject. Because I think it's important. I think this kind of stuff is important. And so we're scrolling down. So the first thing we find, information available on my podcast. So you can go to my podcast and you can listen to my podcast. Also, the last one is always posted. You can go listen to the one from last week right now. If you're a subscribing member, you can listen to the last 10 or 12 or 15 if you're a subscriber. But right now, last week's podcast is already up and you could go listen to that one. So there's always information. There's always future podcasts, and the last podcast is right there. And last week's podcast was entitled, What Keeps You Up at Night? Now, I keep scrolling down, and you'll find that there are some nice logos there. KFBK's logo is there. Why? Because I'm on KFBK, and I love KFBK. They're my home, and they have been my home for 21 years. It's been a long time, folks, on KFBK, and there's their logo. And if you look, I'm looking at my website now. We're on. And for those of you just tuning in, I'm on my website, assetsandaging.com. So while you're listening to the radio, go to your computer, turn on your, go to your phone and dial up assetsandaging.com. And as we scrolling down, we find the KFBK logo. And right below that, it says Browse Radio Archives. More information available. And if you go read it, if you click on it, you click on the Browse Radio, you'll get six or eight of my last radio shows. And you can go listen to them. And because maybe you missed it, or maybe this is the first time you're listening to me. And there's more information available. Right there on my KFBK logo. And we're just scrolling through my website. Pretty cool, huh? Now, right in the middle, it says check us out on Facebook. If you click on that, it will take you to my Facebook page. And on my Facebook page, you're going to find tons of information. Because you're going to find links to articles. Every week, I do a Facebook Live video. Every single week, I do a Facebook Live video. Not some weeks, every single week, I do a Facebook Live video. And usually Mondays or Tuesdays, but I do a Facebook Live video. And you can go check out my Facebook Live, and I link articles. Articles that I think are interesting, I link and put on Facebook. There, and my Facebook page, folks, is not devoted to controversial stuff. It's devoted strictly to the issues of aging and helping you find help and information to try to deal with this most difficult subject. So I'm scrolling down my webpage. We've only just started. And my last radio program is also there. Whatever the last program was, the one before this, it's up. It's called Grandma's Chair. And Grandma's Chair is a must listen to. If you don't understand Grandma's Chair and you don't understand observation versus admission, you're in deep trouble. Because it will come up and bite you someday. Next to that is a Sacramento Business Journal logo because they very kindly wrote an article about me some time ago. And it's still relevant today. So you can click on that and you can read the article about yours truly right there on the Sacramento Business Journal. That's pretty cool, don't you think? So click on that. Then you can go, I'm still scrolling down. Then you can listen to my last radio show. And I haven't even gotten to the widgets at the top where you can go get more information. We'll get to that in a minute. So then you keep scrolling down and it says free consultation in person or by phone. Request an appointment. And you can click on that, and you can get an appointment with me. I think that's kind of cool. And then there, if you click to the right or left, you'll find all kinds of, information on estate recovery. Information on, let me go the other way. Information on, I'm clicking here and it's going. Information on safety and dignity for California's elderly. You can just, there's more, every time you scroll down, folks, there's going to be more information. But this one is, you can request an appointment with me. Let's keep going. Clinics, informational clinics. You can sign up for one of my workshops right there. Well, you can sign up right here on my website for my upcoming workshops. And all of my workshops are listed. You can sign up for them. March 4th, which is past. March 11th, which is coming March 25th. My next six workshops are already up and listed. You just check on it, how many people are coming, put in your email and your phone number, and I will send you a ticket via email. It's that simple. You can sign up for any one of my upcoming workshops right here on my website. And then you can ask me a question. There's a place here to ask me a question. And then here's my blogs. You have a choice. An Attack on the Poor and Middle Class. And there's more blogs. If you're a member, you get a lot more blogs. The members get super secret blogs. And then over on the other side, you can sign up for my free newsletter. It says free newsletter opt-in. Enter your name and email address below to sign up for a free subscription to our email. It's free. Why aren't you on my newsletter list? And my newsletter talks about Medi-Cal eligibility, state recovery, care options for seniors, dementia and disability issues, caregiver support issues, means of paying for care, wills, trust, and probate, family conferences, assets configuration, wealth retention, and many more. And you can get my newsletter. It's free. I can't. It's free. There's so much stuff on here that's available to you folks. It doesn't cost. My seminars are free. My workshops and clinics. And then there's some video. Here's a video from Channel 10. When I was on Channel 10, there's other videos. There's an article called What About Bob? I'm not going to tell you who wrote it, but you're going to find out. You can check my Wednesday podcast out. You can advertise with us if you'd like to be an advertiser. And then as we keep scrolling down, we find some other links. And those links are entitled Medi-Cal, Care Preparation, Estate Management, Senior Advocacy, VA Benefits, LGBT Issues, Free Consultation, Additional Resources, Attend a Workshop, Our Radio Program, About Us, and Testimonials. And then there's my most recent Facebook Live. Underneath that one is my most my most frequent Facebook Live video. I love my website. This website is so well done, folks. And again, it's done by a company called Keyline Digital. And they've been doing, they're the only ones that are allowed to go near my social media stuff and website stuff. I'll get you more information on them in a little while. So if I click on the Medi-Cal button, for instance, what do I get if I click on Medi-Cal? Oop, I'm clicking on the wrong one. It'll help if I click on Medi-Cal. If I click on Medi-Cal, I'm going to get all kinds of information on, here it is, Medi-Cal services. Are you uncertain of your loved one's eligibility for Medi-Cal? Wouldn't it be nice to know you can access Medi-Cal? Would you like assistance developing a strategy? I'm just reading the short versions. Assets and Aging provides the following Medi-Cal services: eligibility, assistance with the application, consultation during the decision-making process, and so on. And then it goes on to do a long list of issues of eligibility. It's just, again, more information on Medi-Cal. If I click on another link, this one's called Care Preparation, I will get more information. If I how to look for assisted living or senior care options, who will provide the needed care, how will that care be paid for? Uncertain how to fully answer these questions, I can help. Assistance in determining the appropriate level of care, assistance with choosing specific facilities or caregivers, and so on. The prospect of long-term care, I'm reading from my website. This is all information that's available on my website. It's all here if you want it. There's another link called Estate Management. Assistance in developing a care plan. Assistance with preparation and or moderation of a family conference. explanation of essential documents to use, such as trusts and wills, and so on. My point being, folks, is that there's tons of information available on my website. And you can get there. You have the ability to get there and to get information and be surprised at what's there. How do you do it? Just go to your phone. If you have a smartphone, go to your computer and just type in assetsandaging.com. And you're going to find a world of resources. Just a world of resources. So it's important that you take a look at it. Look at it daily, because there's different stuff up all the time, different podcasts, different radio shows, different information, different blogs. We're going to be updating our blogs with some new stuff here within the next week. Assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. More information than you thought was possible. If you weren't able to do that because you were in the car or just weren't able to get to a computer, to your phone, go during the break or at the end of this show, spend some time cruising around my website. It really is worth cruising around, folks. I think it's important. I think it's an important... I think it's just so full of what I want to tell people about. And I can't always tell you because I'm only on the radio once a week. But you can go to my website and you can always be assured that there will be help available there for you if you're struggling with the issues of aging. There's always ways to contact me there, either via email or phone or whatever it is. There's always a way to get to my seminars. There's always a way to read blogs. There's always a way to get to my Facebook page and make sure signing up for my free newsletter. There's always a way. It's there to help you. And it's been designed by the folks that take care of my website. It's been designed to be user-friendly and intuitive. It's not designed to be hard to look at and hard to go, oh man, I can't figure this out, and scratch my, what do I do now? All you have to do is scroll down from the top to the bottom and all the information is there and available to you. It's a great resource and you should be using it on a regular basis. You should be signing up for my newsletter and watching my Facebook videos. You should become a subscriber. Every week, we're constantly trying to update the website so that it's better and better and better, and there's more information, and it's and constantly updating Facebook and constantly updating the newsletter and doing all that stuff so that there's more information for you. Assetsandaging.com. Get to one of my workshops. They're going to be on Wednesdays at 10:30 and 1 o'clock. Into the foreseeable future, they'll only be on Wednesdays, and they'll be once we get going every other Wednesday. But they're listed on my website, so go to my website assetsandaging.com and sign up for a workshop. They're chock full of information to help you and your family begin the conversation and make sure that when you're facing the issues of aging, you and your family and the people you love are fully informed and ready to go. It's just so important. Assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. Go there, sign up for a workshop. And if you don't have the internet or you're not able to do that, you can always call me. Write my phone number down. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007 or assetsandaging.com. Go there. Look around. Check out the information. Make sure you're informed. Make sure you've taken full advantage of everything that I've been offering for over 30 years. You don't have to go through this alone. You don't have to struggle with this alone. Assets and Aging can help. I'm so glad to be with you. I'll be back with more information in the second half hour. So stick around. Don't go away. Bob Scrivano, Assets and Aging. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more information to help you as you face the aging process in your family. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the local show that's all about the issues of aging. Hi, I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. We spent the first half hour talking about my website, assetsandaging.com. The second half hour, I want to talk about two forms, government forms. I also want to let you know, because I think it's important, when you go to my website, I'm just so proud of what it looks like and all my social media from, I don't do Twitter, I'm not doing Twitter. I don't do LinkedIn, I do Facebook and I do my webpage and I do a newsletter and I control all of that. That way I know what's going on and it's controlled and it's monitored all the time. But all of that is done by, I'm so proud of this because they've been with me for a long time, Keyline Digital. You can reach Keyline Digital. I don't usually promote people on the phone, but I like promoting them. You can get in touch with Keyline Digital at 916-979-7067. If you're not happy with your website, your social media, all those kinds of things, they can help. You look at my website and then tell me what you think. If you want a website that is well-defined, is user-friendly, makes a lot of sense, is logical, and all those kinds of things, and not busy. I don't like busy websites. Then give Keyline Digital a call at 916-979-7067. Always keeping everything up to date. That's why you can always be assured that what you're doing, what you're seeing is up to date and important. I want to talk about two Medi-Cal forms today. Two in the second half hour. I hope you enjoyed the first half hour. I hope you take time. If you weren't in front of a computer, I hope you listen to this program again. Yeah, and you can listen to it again on my website, which is assetsandaging.com. I walked through my website with you, and you should spend time in my website every week, seeing what's new and what's interesting and how you can better plan for your family. by the way, I will tell you this. Every person that signs up for my newsletter, what you can do on my website that's not already on my newsletter, every single person, pardon me, who signs up for my newsletter is free. By the end of March, I will send you a free a worksheet on how to hold a family conference. So every person who signs up for a newsletter, my newsletter that's not already a subscriber between now and the end of March. So you got a couple weeks. Now and the end of March, I will send you a free email back to you, a free worksheet on how to hold a family conference to talk about the issues of aging. Okay, here I want to get to two forms. These are Medi-Cal forms. The first one is hopeful. The second one is not hopeful. I want to read you from a Medi-Cal form called a DHCS. DHCS stands for Department of Healthcare Services. DHCS Form 7077. It's a DHCS 7077. And at the top, it says, and this is a very important form. Again, if you're on the internet or you're on your phone right now while you're listening to me, you can go Google it. You can Google DHCS 7077 and you'll get this form. It's a two-page form. Used to be a one-page form. Now it's a two-page form. It's available in 23 languages or something like that, but I'm reading it in English. And it says the following. Notice, I'm not going to read the whole thing to you because it's two pages long and I don't need you, but everybody that signs up for Medi-Cal gets this form and has to sign it. Notice regarding standards for Medi-Cal eligibility. If you or your spouse is in or entering a nursing facility, read this important message. So the state of California is telling you that if you have somebody going into a nursing home or might go into a nursing home, you should read this. It's important. I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it to you. If you've pulled it up on your phone already or you pulled it up on your computer, you can read along with me. If you're driving down a road, don't look this up and read along. You or your spouse, now listen to this. How many of you have heard, well, Bob, if you go into a nursing home, you have to spend down. You can't have anything. I talked to a counselor. I talked to my tax preparer. I talked to my financial guy. I talked to my insurance agent. I talked to my lawyer, and they told me we had to spend down. So what are you talking about, Bob? There's no hope for me. It's hopeless. It's all hopeless, Bob. It's just hopeless. Well, maybe not. It says, you or your spouse do not have to use all of your resources, such as savings, before Medi-Cal might help pay for all or some of the cost of a nursing facility. I just made a liar out of a lot of people. I didn't. The state of California did. How many of you have been told by your financial guy, your tax guy, your lawyer, your whoever it is, the somebody that's, you know, the hospital, the assisted living, whoever it is, how many of you have been told you have to spend down? How many of you have been told you can't have anything? How many of you have told you can only have $2,000? How many, those are all lies, by the way. They're all mistruths. Let's call it that. Somebody said, don't use the word lie. Well, but they are. Again, I'm going to read from the DHCS 7077. You or your spouse do not have to use all of your resources, such as savings, before Medi-Cal might help pay for all or some of the cost of a nursing facility. I think that's important. Do you think that's important? I think that's important. Don't you think that's important? I think that's important. Now, let me read on. Unmarried resident. An unmarried resident is financially eligible for Medi-Cal benefits if he or she has less than $2,000 in available resources. A home is an exempt resource and is not considered against the resource limit. Well, Bob, see, it says $2,000. Hey, wait a minute. First of all, we just found out that if you're single, you can have a home. Your home doesn't count. You don't have to sell it. You can keep it. You can pass it on to your kids free of estate claims if you know how. You can do this. But Bob, it says you can only have $2,000 in available resources. It didn't say you can only have $2,000 in resources. It said you can only have $2,000 in available resources. That's important. There's two other kind of resources. Unavailable resources and exempt resources. You mean I could have some of those? Sure. What's an exempt resource? An IRA. You got $50,000 in an IRA. It doesn't count. The income from it counts, but the $50,000 doesn't count against the $2,000. It doesn't? No. You have a 403B because you were a teacher. You have a pension plan. You have an IRA. You have a deferred comp. You have a 401K. It doesn't count. It doesn't count. I don't know how to say this. It doesn't count. Other things are exempt. For instance, if you own a business, that business is exempt. If you own a car, the car is exempt. If you own a prepaid funeral plan, that's exempt. There are other. There's another class of property called unavailable. I'm not going to go into that right now, but it's relatively easy to make available property unavailable. By the way, you can also gift. Well, Bob, I was told you can't do anything for 30 months. Well, that's a lie. That's not true. You can make gifts. Who can I gift to? I could gift to my cat and my kids. I could gift to the church. I could gift. Well, no, they said there's a 30. No. Now, that's proposed, but not currently. Plus, you can keep all your clothes and your household furnishings and an automobile and all that kind of stuff. So you can keep more than $2,000. Absolutely. Now, let's go to a married resident. If one spouse lives in a nursing facility and the other spouse, this I'm reading from the DHCS 7777. If one spouse lives in a nursing facility and the other spouse does not live in a nursing facility, the Medi-Cal program will pay for some or all of the nursing facility costs, as long as the couple together does not have more than, right now it's about $128,000, $129,000 in available resources. Wait a minute. So if you're married, you can have a house and $120,000 in cash and it's okay? Yep. I thought you could only have $2,000. Nope. I'm reading from the form. On the form right now, it says $123,600 because it hasn't been updated. That's gone up a couple thousand dollars. $126,000 and change, or $127,000 and change now. So if I'm married and my husband goes to a nursing home, I can keep the house and I can keep $120,000+ and I can keep income. How much income can I keep? Maybe all of it. Well, wait a minute. That's not what everybody tells me. Well, I'm reading from the form. I'm not making it up. I'm reading from the DHCS, and the state of California says at the beginning, you or your spouse is entering a nursing facility. Read this important message. They're telling you what you've heard isn't true, but myths get passed around, and I've had people hear it from their tax preparer, from their stockbroker, from their attorney, from another attorney, from their CPA, to their insurance agent, to the annuity salesman guys, to whatever it is. Let's keep reading from this form. Let's learn more interesting stuff. Under certain circumstances, an at-home spouse can obtain an order from a judge that will allow the at-home spouse to retain additional resources or income. Such an order could allow the couple to keep more than $123,600 in available resources. How much income? More if you get a court order. An at-home spouse may also obtain a court order to increase the amount of income and resources that he or she is allowed to retain, or to transfer property from the spouse in the nursing home to the at-home spouse. Did you know that? How much money and income could you keep? Well, there's really no number. It's whatever the court order says. There's actually a probate code that allows for this. Did you know all this? Did you know this good news, the good news that you can keep a lot of stuff? If you went to my website, you would already know this stuff. I think I have this form on my website. But you could listen to all, you could know this. If you came to my workshops, you would know this, because I think I give everybody a copy of this at my workshop, along with a bunch of other stuff. You haven't been to one of my workshops? Why is that? Go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and sign up. Don't wait. Go sign up. Or keep believing the junk that you've heard from all of Job's advisors floating around out there who don't know anything about anything but will tell you that. I can't tell you. A friend of mine who's the best elder law attorney in California, he's in Southern California, who call. I was told you were talking the other day. He said, you got to go to this website. I went to a new website. It's an outfit located here in California that's just outrageous in what they say. I'm not going to give you the name of the website because I don't want you going there. It's just outrageous. And they're floating around down in Southern California and other places now, pretending like they actually know what they're talking about, and they don't. So there's more of this, but when you get a chance, go Google DHCS7077 and read it. If you come to my workshop, which you can sign up for on my website, assetsandaging.com, you haven't signed up? Why? What are you waiting for? The earth to cool? Assetsandaging.com. Or if you don't computer, you're not on the interweb, as one of my friends calls it, then you can call me at 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. And you can sign up. After I read the next piece of information, you better sign up, because the next one is really bad news. It also comes from the Department of Healthcare Services. It's all county letter. It's all county letter. What's the name on it? I got the wrong one. Hang on a second. I grabbed the wrong one off my stack of stuff. It's all county letter 1737. So I had the wrong number. It's all county letter 1737. So you can Google ACWL. Actually, it's all county all county welfare director's letter. So ACWDL. These are administrative letters that go out from the Department of Health Services to all the county Medi-Cal managers. And this letter is 1737. That means it was put out in 2017, and it was the 37th letter. They are administrative letters. They carry the weight of law. They're not legislation. They're not a law. They're an administrative letter. They tell all the Medi-Cal directors, here's the law, here's how we're going to interpret the law, and here's how we're going to enforce the law. And this one is extremely destructive to human beings. These are supposed to be people who are tasked with caring for the health of Californians. These are the same people that the governor wants to send everybody to. And he brags about it. Let me read you something from this letter. This is all county letter 1737. I'll guarantee you, you don't even know about this letter. You don't even know that it went into force, but it's in force. I'm going to read the last paragraph of the first page. Individuals with assets verified by the Social Security Administration are not included in the federal requirement. Just bear with me. I want to read it in context. Therefore, recipients of SSI, SSP are excluded from a Medi-Cal asset verification review. The Department of Healthcare Services may perform an asset verification at application. You're applying for Medi-Cal, so they have the right to apply to look at assets, bank statements, that kind of stuff. At verification, at application, annual redetermination, change in circumstance, that's not defined, doesn't say what that means, change in circumstance, or at any time eligibility is determined on the case. Now listen to this sentence. I'm going to read it a couple times, but I want you to listen to it. The federal requirement also authorizes DHCS, Department of Healthcare Services, the state of California, to perform asset verification on the responsible relatives of ABD, that's aged, blind, and disabled applicants, people in nursing homes, and beneficiaries, such as parent-to-child and spouse-to-spouse relationship. Guidance on responsible relatives will be issued in a future letter. To my knowledge, and I've looked, that guidance has not been forthcoming. I want to read you this sentence again. The federal law also authorizes DHCS to perform asset verification on the responsible relatives of ABD applicants, that's somebody in a nursing home, and beneficiaries, such as parent to child and spouse to spouse relationships. What does that mean? So, mom's in a nursing home. And mom's on Medi-Cal. And mom has a bank account. Well, Medi-Cal has the right to look at that bank account and see how much money is in it. They also noticed that mom wrote a check to her daughter. Or mom got $500 from her daughter, maybe as a gift to help her pay the bills, maybe as a birthday present, it doesn't matter. Medi-Cal would then retain the right to look at the bank account of that daughter, those children, to see what was going on in their private bank accounts. I'm not reading it out. I'm not making it up. I will read it to you again. Has the right to perform asset verifications on ADB applicants and beneficiaries such as parent to child and spouse to spouse. This gives Medi-Cal the right to look at the bank accounts of children. And I can tell you right now that they are, in fact, doing it on a test basis in several counties. I know, for instance, that they're doing it in LA County because I have a client who's involved in this right now. And passing this by other people in California that I know who, like I said earlier, they didn't know this happened. I found out by accident. Because the worker in LA was writing my client questions, the child questions, that had nothing to do with the mother, and what they were trying to do was asset verifications on the child and look at their bank accounts. They were demanding bank statements. They were demanding bank statements past what were even required at eligibility. Now, if you think I'm making this stuff up, go look up All County Welfare Director's Letter. Just Google ACWDL 17-37 and read the bottom of the first page and then tell me if you think I'm crazy. Now, can you protect yourself? Yes. Have you? Probably not. Because you don't know it exists. You don't know that the DHCS 7077 exists. That I read, the first thing that I read, that says you don't have to spend down. You can have lots of money. You can get a court order. You can do all kinds of things. But you have to know that that's a possibility. How do you know? Well, I have a suggestion. First of all, take what I've said today seriously. Secondly, make sure that you and you alone, get on the phone, get to my website, assetsandaging.com, and get to my workshop. I do them almost every Wednesday, so you can find the dates on my website, and you can get to my workshop. It's not rocket science. It really isn't. You can become a victim of all of this stuff. I just had a client. You can't believe what she had to go through trying to get her mother to a hospital and then from a hospital to a nursing home. And all along the way, people lied to her. All along the way, people misrepresented the truth. And the only reason she's now got her mom where she wants her to be is because she was calling me 3 times a day. But because she's a client, I'm talking her through it, telling her what her rights are, sending her stuff, making sure she knew what was going on because she's trying to do the best she could to take care of her mom. If you want to do the very best you can to make sure you're ready for this, you're ready for the issues of aging. Don't confuse it with retirement planning. That's a completely different issue. Preparing for the issues of aging is specialized, and I've been specializing in it for 35 years. Call me today, 800-222-2000. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Call today. Or go to my, better yet, go to my website, Assets and Aging. Assets and Aging. ASSETSANDAGING. AssetsandAging.com. And you can sign up there. Just scroll down a little bit and it says sign up for a workshop. And you can sign up there and I will email you tickets with the directions and all the time and all that good stuff. They're available almost every Wednesday or at least every other Wednesday at 10:30 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon for the rest of the year. Don't miss out. Bring your family. Make them come. This is important stuff. So one is hope. One is my website, which is the best around. Thank you, Keyline Digital. And my workshops. You have the opportunity to not be surprised, to not have this blow up in your face, to not become a victim just because somebody says you have to be a victim. You can be in charge of this. You can be in control of it. It all starts with getting to listening and getting the information from me, Bob Scrivano, right here at Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. I look forward to seeing you at an upcoming workshop. I look forward to seeing you at my office. I look forward to the phone call or the email. Follow me on Facebook. Lots of stuff, lots of information, lots of opportunity. Thanks so much for listening to me. I'll be here again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Thank you, KFBK, and thank you, listeners. Have a great day. We'll see you next week right here at Assets and Aging.